When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today we are talking all about presents this holiday season. And Teddy and I wanted to talk about presents over presents. So a big thing that I've realized is that a lot of us have a tendency to live in the past or the future. So how often do you find yourself thinking about what happened yesterday or what might happen tomorrow? And how does that affect your well-being? So today I kind of want to talk about being in the present moment, sharing your presence with other people, and then receiving that same presence in return. Mm. Hi, Teddy.
Hello. One cool thing is we're recording this in person today.
We are present with one another.
We are sitting right by each other. I'm touching Sonia's shoulder.
Teddy.
Yeah, presence. Like, being in the present moment, I think the solution to that, or like the thing you gain from that, is anxiety relief. So, I mean, with the holidays here, I think everyone just kind of wants to feel seen and, like, get around more people. I don't know why that's what people like to do around the holidays, but they like to gather and, you know, be inside due to the weather and find friendship and family, like, find that to be their first priority. And it's really beautiful, but it's also kind of hard because sometimes life's happening and you're just like, oh, I don't really have time for that, or I don't want to do that. So when do you decide, yeah, I'm going to give in to being present? And it's, at the end of the day, it's probably just best for yourself to do that.
Right. The number one thing I think is spend time with people who make you feel happy and fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great reminder. You don't always have to spend your time with people that you're, like, quote unquote, obligated to spend time with. Really carve out the time to spend time with people who make you feel good.
Yeah,
and want to ask you questions about your life and vice versa.
Yeah, last year I remember I was at a real estate brokerage and I was like, I do not want to go to that holiday party. I don't feel comfortable. I don't really know them. I don't want to spend my evening doing that. And I didn't go. And I think that was the best thing ever, because I know I didn't miss out on anything, but I did miss out on the anxiety and the uncomfortableness and maybe the overeating and overdrinking, you know? So sometimes it's like there are so many health benefits to not.
Oh, I thought you were saying you're glad you weren't around, but you were not glad you weren't overeating or overdrinking.
I am glad I wasn't overserved, Sonia.
I heard that differently.
That's funny. Who knows? Maybe I said it wrong.
Let us know. Let us know, everybody. Well, that's so true. It's the obligation part. It's like, mm-hmm. I do not want to go to my holiday party.
You don't this year?
No.
Oh, no.
This feels wrong.
Yeah.
But what do you do? Like,
you have to do that.
I have to.
You have a different kind of job. I'm a commission-based, right. 1099. You work somewhere, and there's consequences sometimes when you don't show up.
Right.
So I think that's something, too, is, like, if you do make the decision to go somewhere, like, be present. Be there. Like, look around. Like, we always lean into, like, the five senses, like a girl powerful, and teach people that's how you come into this present moment. What do you smell? What do you see? What do you taste? What do you hear? And what does it feel like touching, tangible? And then you're in that room. Like, there's no way you can be out of it. And if that's where your brain is, like, looking around, like, in that physical space, you can't be thinking about your to-do list or what next year is going to look like or if you're going to meet a boyfriend. Ooh. That's Sonia's futuristic thinking.
I think boyfriend. What I'm going to do, honestly, because it is hard, like, you know, like we could say all these nice things, but it's like, yeah, I do have an obligation to go to this party, mm-hmm. but how am I going to make it so it benefits me? And I think I need to go in knowing I am grateful for what this job has provided me.
Yeah, gratitude.
Gratitude. So literally, like, that will be my whole mindset that 2 hours. And I'm not going to lean into the drinking or anything like that. It's like, I'm going to show up. I'm going to, you know, honor my role as part of that company. And
are you going to look hot?
Look hot as hell. And, yeah, just really lean into the gratitude side of what I have produced, you know, within that company.
Hiring well means getting past preconceived ideas and recognizing top talent. How do you do it? You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you could do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Hate waiting? Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job. Something I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because of their results-driven screening process. Indeed helps star applicants shine before the interview with over 135 graded assessment tests they can take from cooking to coding. Select for the skills that matter. With Indeed's assessments, you can pick from over 100 skilled tests and add them to your job post. That way you can find candidates with the right skills fast. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count. And that's why with Indeed, you only pay for qualified applicants that match your must-have job requirements. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/girlpowerful to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/girlpowerful. That's Indeed.com/girlpowerful. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, just really lean into the gratitude side of what I have produced, you know, within that company.
But what about presents, ENTS?
I'm not getting anyone presents.
Do you expect them to give you presents?
No.
ENTS?
No.
Well, I know. Isn't that funny? The expectations of the holidays and presence, ENTS, is expected sometimes, or you hope that that's going to happen, and then what a letdown when it doesn't. I used to work at a private school where all the parents would donate to this fund where we'd all get this nice gift, and as a teacher, anybody really, but as a teacher, not being paid that much, we'd always get like $350, and that was always so nice.
Yeah.
And we also got a little spoiled because we knew it was coming, and then that gratitude just turns into a little greed, and that's okay, but yeah. It's just kind of interesting when you expect something.
Well, I remember there'd be like a pool, like a pot, mm-hmm. so it just depended on how much the families gave that year, because I remember one year, like, you had $270.
Yeah.
One year was over $300.
Yeah, it just depends.
But yeah, then you think, like, wait a minute. Hey. Even though this was a gift from the families who already pay thousands and thousands mm-hmm. of dollars for their kids to go to school.
Yeah, you're like, wait, what about me?
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Yeah,
Human. I mean,
I think it's also nice going into the holiday season, like how I touched on We a lot of times live in the past or we think about the future, but a lot of times it's good to accept things as they are. So going into this place of, you know, the holidays, what did I accomplish? What should I be grateful for? Think about what you've done and who you are now in this present moment and not how you want them to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the Friday after Thanksgiving is a good example. Like, that was a Friday. So technically you could be working because your brain, you're, you know, we're just formulated to think like that. And I was just laying in bed like, I'm not going to prepare anything. I'm not going to do anything. And there was like that guilt feeling.
Yeah.
But I was like, I just want to be here.
Yeah.
And like, so sometimes it's like, give that presence to yourself. Of course, give like that attention to your friends and your peers and your family. But sometimes that presence should be for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that while preparing
for
this.
Yeah, like give yourself like that self-care time. And the end of the year is so cozy and could be a really sweet time to, like the time between Christmas Day, like the 26th or the 31st, what confusing weird days. Sure, prepare for the new year and like think about your goals in 2023, but why don't you just like lay there and do your red light therapy and whiten your teeth and go to the gym and do whatever the heck you want.
Right.
Because those are your days are earned off, your days off that you earned. And I think enjoy them.
Yeah.
And the only way to enjoy them is to be present and not be like thinking about the future and like, you know, feeling like you didn't accomplish what you needed to in 2022. But like, what a weird year.
Right.
They're all weird. We all.
Yeah. Unplugging though is like a thing like we don't always give ourselves permission to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even like comparing of like, who is at someone's Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving or and all that stuff. It's like, it's okay to just not be on your phone, to lay in bed and read a book.
So
there's so much simple things that can give you joy, but I feel like a lot of times we're addicted to that.
Mm-hmm. Was someone having a Friendsgiving you were upset about?
No.
Okay, that was
just an
example.
You know, I thought maybe someone out there is upset.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe when I was in my 20s, I would be upset, but
we know we're not invited. That's an old story.
Yeah. We don't get our hopes up, okay?
Yeah, we're good. And we're going to just hang out. Like, we're in my yoga room right now and just hanging out and doing this podcast, and it feels good. We're just being present.
Yeah. I am going on a trip to Mexico in 2 days, and I know that's something where, like, I'm literally out of office for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never done that. And I've never, you know, like, honestly, like, given myself a really nice vacation just for me.
Well, how so cool when
I
you're
think
there.
I already know. I'm like in my mind, like you have permission to have a really nice experience. Like you don't need to get on work email. You don't need to check your phone. You don't need to make Instagram stories. You just need to be there.
Should we give you like a Kodak camera so you can just take pictures on there?
And disposable?
Yeah,
sure.
Wind up.
Yeah.
See what comes out.
You going to Target tomorrow?
I guess.
I've got a gift card.
Yeah. Our mom wants to spend Sylvia's gift card very much. So, Mom, if you're listening, we know you are. Sonia's going to use the gift card how she wants to.
That's awesome.
But I think, yeah, if you earned a trip or you're going somewhere that you find so special, your grandma's house, like, whatever you're doing, it's like, be there. You deserve that. Like, why would you want to take that experience away from yourself?
Right.
And if you don't want to go, don't go. Like, it's like, I feel like most people that listen to these podcasts are millennials. And it's like, why are we still, like, telling ourselves these old stories of we owe people all this respect and X, Y, and Z? It's like, you know what? I owe myself respect. And that makes me feel uncomfortable. And I don't want to go.
Well, are you talking about vacation?
Or the holiday events,
work
parties, or even the holidays in general. You don't have to do it. I felt like the last week a lot of people were telling me that the holidays felt redundant, especially if you're kidless.
Right.
You're just like, are you kidding me?
Right. I would rather be at the gym or like in a sweat bag or...
doing healthy things.
Doing healthy things. Presence equals self. I don't want to stuff my face.
It equals self-care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you think about the holidays. I think I would like to hear from people listening. We actually have another opportunity to hear from you guys coming up. And it's the one of the bachelorettes from ABC. We got the green light to have her, Michelle Young, on the podcast. But she wants to do an interactive podcast. But she wants teachers, and I know a lot of our friends are teachers or have been, to write in and ask questions. So if you're hearing this now and maybe you're a Bachelor fan or maybe you're not, maybe you just like, you know, want to have your question talked about by a celebrity-esque person. Michelle and I and Sonia, maybe not Sonia because she's going to Mexico and Michelle needs to do this sooner than later. But we want to talk about mental health like in the classroom and how to take care of yourself. And it kind of goes along with what we're saying, like to be present and be a good teacher and take care of yourself first, then you can take care of your kiddos and all that stuff. But yeah, she wants me to compile some questions to ask her from you guys from our community. So if you're hearing this and you feel compelled, you want to ask Michelle a question, you could either DM us, or if you know us personally, you could like send me even a video question. That'd be kind of cool. If you did like a selfie video asking a question and I could send it over to her and we could play it.
That would be awesome.
On Zoom to her. And I don't know if you want to be a part of it in that way. Yeah, Michelle was really cool and was like, I want to make it different and meaningful. And
I love that.
Yeah, she's a really intentional person. And I think intention goes with presence.
For sure.
Like, is this thought out or am I just like throwing two things together and trying to make it work?
Right.
Which there's a time and a place for all that.
So if you do have a question for Michelle Young, the Bachelorette, you just send us a DM or you can video DM us. Or if you know us personally, you can text us always. Yeah. But I have something I wanted to share too at the closing of this, which I think is really beautiful. So Young Pueblo, a lot of us follow and love all, you know, all of his musings. But he just posted 11 unforgettable truths 2022 has taught me. Slow down to think clearly. Boundaries help you thrive. Let your intention guide you. Heavy moods are temporary. Being busy is not good for you. Super busy is not good for you. Connect with people who like to grow. Seeking perfection blocks your peace. Make your mental health a top priority. People pleasing gives away your power. Past hurt can make your perception cloudy. Healing yourself improves your relationships. That's from Young Pueblo. Did anything strike you the most? It's like, I think those are such wise and beautiful words that are, you know, not said enough.
Mm.
We all, you know, it's like...
Being super busy is not good for you. It's like, that's a relief,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the downtime is when you get to have creative thoughts and have your own thoughts. And like, I like to go inward and meditate and breathe and listen to my favorite songs. And that's all in my alone time. So you have to slow down.
Right. You do.
Good reminders, Young Pueblo.
Totally. And I think, too, like heavy moods or any moods are temporary.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're human.
We're human. And we, you know, need to show our humanness and not pretend or try to be perfect. And that's something, you know, that I struggle with is just like, yeah, moods are temporary. Heavy moods are temporary, but it's okay to feel them and to feel a certain way.
Well, we're not happiness factories, and I don't know why that happened, that everything is not okay unless you're super happy.
Right.
Because I feel like a lot of really quote-unquote happy people are the most cringy people.
Right.
Like, everyone thinks I'm positive because I am, but it's like, I don't
but.
People are like, she's so happy.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference. Like, the bubbly happy thing is like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Okay, wait. So we were talking about Michelle Young, future. Sorry, mm-hmm. not present. and then in the past, Helen Hall. Helen Hall was on here. And she posted a recap. The Young Pueblo thing made me think of this. On Instagram, she posted a recap of something good that happened every month of 2022.
Oh, I love that.
But, like, she had a big year.
Yeah,
you know,
she
but
had a baby.
If you broke down your year, I bet we all had big years.
Totally.
Like, Sonia and I bought houses. I don't know what else happened, but I'm going to look at the calendar and reflect and, like, think of something awesome that happened every month because something did.
We went to Florida in April and connected with our cousins.
Oh, we're going to do it right now?
Well, no, but
we, on our personal Sonia Teddy calendar, our we calendar, not our solo,
calendar.
Not our solo calendar.
Do we need boundaries, guys?
Nah. Okay.
I love that. So that's a great
thing. It was cool. Look
it
up.
Oh, so Helen Hall, she does blender bombs.
Yeah.
She's awesome. And the interview with Teddy did was amazing. So definitely check that out too. It's on our channel.
I just liked it. It had like personal stuff. Like Sonia mentioned, she got engaged quickly, had a baby quickly, branched out in her, you know, career. They like dropped another, you know, product.
Yeah.
Something about friends, something about family, like good things, you know? So it's like...
That's nice. I think being present too, like how we talked about a lot of times, it's like if you want to practice being present, you're usually by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can walk into a room and do your five senses. But if you're alone practicing presence, that's something great. Like get out a journal, even like help yourself by scrolling through Instagram to see like what you actually did or look at your calendar.
Well, yeah.
Where were you in March?
Yeah, I bet Helen wasn't sitting in a group of people making that real.
No,
she was by herself, probably crying.
Yeah.
Happiness
and finding the wins of that month. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love that. I'm going to do that. All right, everybody. So we hope this holiday season you find presence among your presents. Let's be real.
Which one? When I open my presents from Sonia, I'm going to be so in that moment that tears of joy are just going to stream down my face.
Are you going to say, red wrapping paper?
Oh, it tastes like
there's a candle
synthetic lit. Yes, I should.
Synthetic?
I see sparkles and they taste like glitter. You guys are right. I should definitely lean into the five senses with my presence ENTS.
All right. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.